Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, May 20, 2020, rock and roll pioneer Little Richard is laid to rest at Oakwood University's cemetery in Huntsville, Alabama. He was eulogized as a man of generosity and faith. On this day in 2014, Prince Rupert Lowenstein, the Rolling Stones business manager and financial advisor from 1968 to 2007, dies at the age of 80 after a long illness. On this day in 2003, the South Carolina State Department of Probation, Parole, and Pardon Services pardons James Brown for all past crimes in the state, including drug, weapons, and assault charges. Brown, who appeared before the board saying, "God bless America," after the decision. On this day in 1995, Eagles drummer Don Henley marries model Sharon Summerall at his Malibu ranch. In attendance are Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, David Crosby, Randy Newman, Jimmy Buffett, Jackson Browne, Billy Joel, Sting, and Sheryl Crow. On this day in 1975, Peter Cetera of Chicago loses four teeth when a gang of thugs at a Chicago Cubs baseball game beat the daylights out of him just because of his long hair. Cetera spends 5 hours in surgery as a result. He was the band's lead singer and bass player before leaving for a solo career in 1985. On this day in 1967, the Young Rascals score the second of the three Billboard number one records with Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. It reaches the top. Felix Cavalier and Eddie Brigati wrote the song because their work schedule would only allow them to see their girlfriends on Sunday afternoons. And on this day, May 20, 1964, the mysterious death of a 28-year-old lead singer of one of rock and roll's most popular groups opens the door for the next lead singer of this famous group. Who died? Who took his place? What's the group? And what is the hit this new lead singer is on? All the answers right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 20th, 1964, Rudy Lewis, the lead singer of the Drifters on their hits On Broadway and Up on the Roof, dies under mysterious circumstances the night before the group was set to record their next single. Rather than reschedule the studio session to find a new frontman, former Drifters backup singer Johnny Moore is brought in to perform lead vocals for the recording. The single will reach number 4 on Billboard. Here are the Drifters with Johnny Moore at the front mic and Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
my baby is around me.
Under the boardwalk.